Let's open your Bibles now, if you would please, to the book of Luke, chapter 1. While you're turning there, I'll tell you that this evening at 6 p.m. we'll have an evening service for those who desire to be here. We by no means expect everybody to come back this evening. I understand that Christmas is one of those days that is both family and church, and maybe you can't make both services today because of family activities. We certainly understand that. We have a second service this evening for those who could not be here this morning. But by the same token, if you're not busy this evening and wish to come back, you can. The message this evening will be Mary, the example to youth. Mary, the example to youth. And I hope that that'll be a blessing to our young people as well as to each one of us. In this evening service at 6 p.m. For this morning, we'll preach on the subject, Thou Shalt Call His Name Jesus. We're going to begin in Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Would you bow with me for a moment of prayer, please? Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless the message this morning, use it to speak to our hearts. And I pray this morning on this Christmas day that you'll help us to lift up the name of Jesus and exalt him and his name, his names and all that he stands for. And may we leave this morning with our hearts throbbing in our breast with love for thee. And we give you glory and honor and praise now in Jesus' name. Amen. While he was burning incense in the temple, Gabriel appeared to Zechariah. That is, Zechariah was burning incense and Gabriel appeared to him. And Gabriel stood before him. And as he stood before him, Zechariah was troubled and afraid. The angel said to Zechariah, Fear not, for thy prayer is heard. Thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And Zechariah answered in doubt, by the way, Wherefore shall I know this? I am old, and my wife is stricken in years. And then the angel answered him and said, Thou shalt be dumb and unable to speak until these things are performed, because thou hast not believed my words. So 9 months later, when John was born, and 8 days after his birth, when Zechariah and Elizabeth circumcised and named their son, they named him John. And when it was asked Zechariah, what shall his name be? And he evidently was not only dumb and couldn't speak, but was deaf because they had to make motions to him. But when he took a slate and wrote on the slate, his name is John, immediately his mouth was open and his tongue was loosed, because the very naming that baby was an act of faith. It was his statement of faith, and God gave him back his ability to speak once again. Now, 6 months after Gabriel visited Zechariah, he visited Mary. And when he visited Mary, he said these words, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. So now, instead of John, we have the angel telling someone else to name their baby Jesus. She was also told, by the way, in this visit, that this baby would be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. He shall sit on the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. He shall rule over a kingdom with no end. A little while later, the same angel visited Joseph in a dream. And he said, Joseph, thou son of David, Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and get this, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he was also told, and he shall save his people from their sins. By the way, that's what the name Jesus really means, is Savior. Later, the angel of the Lord visited the shepherds as they watched their flocks by night on a Judean hillside. And the shepherds were instructed by this angel, a Savior is born in the city of David. He's Christ the Lord. You're going to be given a sign, and that sign is this. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with them a multitude of heavenly hosts. And these heavenly hosts appeared singing, glory to God in the highest, that is in heaven, and on earth, peace, that is reconciliation to God, goodwill, that is grace, toward men. And so these angels sang to these shepherds, and the shepherds went to that manger, found Mary and Joseph and Jesus lying in the manger, and the shepherds confirmed to Mary and Joseph what they had seen and heard and been told by the angels. 8 days later, it's time for the baby Jesus to be circumcised. According to the law of Moses, on the eighth day a baby was circumcised, and it was at that time that they named him and gave him his official name. This was Leviticus chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. We'll not take the time to turn there this morning. This, by the way, identified every male Jewish baby with the covenant of Abraham. That's what you had to be identified as a Jew with the covenant of Abraham, was to be circumcised on the eighth day. And so Jesus was circumcised and he was named. And guess what they called him? Look in verse 21 of chapter 2, if you would please. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus. By the way, that was in obedience to the angelic vision to Mary. It was in obedience to the angelic vision to Joseph. His name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now that should tell us something about the eternality of the Lord Jesus. He had a name before he was conceived, and that is most interesting to me. So we see then that they named him Jesus. Can I tell you, this was an act of faith, just like Zacharias naming John, John. Now naming Jesus, Jesus is an act of faith. It means that Mary and Joseph both believed everything the angel had told each one of them. They evidently believed everything that had been told them, and it was confirmed by the shepherds. That Jesus would be great, that he would be called the Son of the Highest, the Son of God, that he would sit upon the throne of his father David, that he would reign over the house of Jacob forever, that he would rule over a kingdom that had no end, that he would save his people from their sins, that he was Christ the Lord, the Savior of mankind, that he was to bring glory to God in heaven, and that he would bring goodwill and peace on earth to men. The name Jesus was their statement of faith. 33 days later, after Mary's days of purification were fulfilled according to Leviticus chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, she was supposed to bring a sacrifice to the, in the old days it was the tabernacle, in the new days it was the temple. But after 33 days, after naming the child, she was supposed to bring this sacrifice. And Mary did that in Luke chapter 2. And when she did, she brought the baby into the temple. And an aged prophet there by the name of Simeon came and confirmed him. He looked at Jesus. He held him in his hands. And as he held him in his hands, he was moved. He said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant, I'm in verse 29, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of, not, get this, not just the Jews, but all people. a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Now you can let me depart in peace. Oh, there's much that could be said about that. That's a rich song that Simeon sang. But we'll pass that by for the moment because it would be a diversion from what we want to speak on this morning. But Simeon confirmed that Jesus was the salvation of God. And then an elderly woman, a prophetess, who had been a widow for 84 years, she had married a man and lived with him for 7 years before he died, and then she's 84 years after he died. She's an aged woman. And she came and she saw him, and then the Bible says she spoke to them to all them that looked for redemption in Israel and testified again that he was the Christ. Some days later, the wise men confirmed. They came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" And then later they came to Bethlehem and they presented Jesus with gifts, gold for a king, frankincense for God, and myrrh for a savior. The wise men also confirmed that Jesus Christ was no normal baby, but that instead he was the Son of God. The name Jesus has become a simple statement of faith to all who believe. It's the difference between being reconciled to God and being the enemy to God. That simple name. The difference between being reconciled to God and being the enemy of God is what you do with the name Jesus. The difference between whether you go to heaven or hell, there's a heaven that's real, a heaven to gain, and a hell to shun. And the difference is what you do with the name Jesus. It's very simple. He's our statement of faith. I thought of what the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2 when he said, "Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father." And that day is coming, my friend, when every knee shall bow. And the scripture tells us of things in heaven, that's the people that are saved. Of things in earth, that's the people that are still on this earth. Of things under the earth, listen, that's the people that have died without Christ and gone to hell. Can I tell you the day is coming that people in heaven, people on earth, and people in hell are all going to be required to lift up their voice and confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God to the glory of the Father. Years ago, there was a statesman by the name of Clinton N. Howard. He presided over the World Peace Commission. And in the opening session of the Conference for the Limitation of Armament that was called by President Harding early in the months of his administration, Clinton presided over this conference. And among those attending, Clinton remembers that there was a Mohammedan nobleman from India who represented 250 million people. And he said he was distinct because he was the only one in the building who did the things that he did. When every other head was uncovered, he kept his hat on. During the invocation, everybody stood. I said invocation, not invitation, but invocation. During the invocation, everyone stood but him. And when the President of the United States entered and came up on the platform, as he was introduced, all stood with their heads bared but him. Clinton Howard noticed that around his neck there was a string of beads that he kept fingering. And he noticed as he moved these beads one way, he kept working around the string of beads. And all the time that the meeting was taking place, he could see his lips moving silently. And he was speaking silently. And he kept pulling the beads until he had gone all the way around the necklace, and then he did it again. And Mr. Howard determined, I need to know what is going on with that necklace. And so when the conference was over, he approached the gentleman and he said to him, "What could I ask, what is the significance of that string of beads?" And the nobleman said, "String? This is not a string." And he parted some of the beads to show him it was a golden cord. He said, "This is a cord of pure gold woven of golden fabric that binds my soul to Allah. These are not beads. These are gems and jewels. They are gems of glory and jewels of joy, and there were pearls woven in among them. These are the pearls of paradise. All in all, there are 99, and each one represents the name, one of the names of Allah, as it's found in the Quran." And he said, "And I go through the day reciting the names of Allah." He said, "I can recite every name of Allah. Can you recite every name of your God?" And Mr. Howard said, "To my chagrin and shame, I said, no, I cannot." But after that session was over, he determined to find the names of Jesus in the scripture, all the names. He said, "I began at the Christmas story, and I searched the Christmas story and found seven names immediately. I found the name of Jesus, Son of the Highest, Son of God, Emmanuel, Savior, Christ, and Lord." Amazingly, in the Christmas story, seven names, and seven is a magnificent number. To Christians, we understand that seven is God's number. And then he said, "I went to the last passage of Scripture and looked at the very last passage of Scripture, and there I found these names, Alpha, Omega, beginning, end, first, last, and finally, Jesus, seven names again, closing the book of the New Testament." He said it was amazing. In both passages of Scripture, Jesus was given seven different names. And he said the first name and the last name were both Jesus. So he said, "My string of pearls began with Jesus at either end." And he began to look at the names of Jesus from the cradle to the cross. And he began to look at the names of Jesus from the cross to the crown. And he searched the Old Testament and searched the New Testament, and he found these names, if I could share them with you for a moment. His name was Jesus. He's been called the young child in Scripture, that thy holy child, the Nazarene, Jesus of Nazareth. He's been called Lord, Lord Jesus, the Lord from heaven, the Lord of glory, the Lord of righteousness, the Lord of the holy prophets, Lord and Savior, my Lord and my God. He is called Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, Lord and Christ, the Lord's Christ, the Christ of God, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of Sabbath, Lord of hosts, Lord of heaven, and Lord of earth, Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is called Jesus the Righteous, Jesus the Savior, Emmanuel, Teacher, Rabboni, Master, Governor, Lawgiver, Forerunner, Redeemer, Messiah, Shiloh, Deliverer, Mediator, Intercessor, Messiah and Prince, a Prince and a Savior, and Mighty to Save. He is called the Surety of a Better Testament, the Just One, the Holy One, the Holy and the Just, the Holy and Righteous One, the Holy One of God, the Faithful and True Witness, a Witness to the People, a Leader and a Commander of the People, the Consolation of Israel, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He is called the First Fruits, the First Begotten, the Elect of God, a Branch of Righteousness, the Second Adam, the Last Adam, the King of Zion, the King of the Jews, the King of Israel, the King of Saints, the Prince of the Kings of the Earth, the King Eternal, Immortal, Invisible, and God Manifest in the Flesh. He is called the Righteous Judge, the judge of Israel, the judge of all the earth, the desire of all the nations, the ensign of the people, the captain of the Lord's host, a banner upon the high mountain, the messenger of the covenant, a minister of the sanctuary, the author and finisher of our faith, our advocate with the Father, our peace, our ransom, our Passover, our great high priest, a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, King of righteousness, King of Salem, King of peace. He is called the man, Christ Jesus, a man approved of God, our elder brother, the firstborn among many brethren, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is called the master, your Lord and master, good master. He is called the horn of salvation, the captain of our salvation, the brightness of the Father's glory, the glory as of the only begotten, the image of the invisible God, the express image of his person, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the bridegroom, the beginning of the creation of God. At that point, he had 106 names. We've passed the good Mohammedan. He is called the way, the truth, the life, the tree of life, the light of life, the word of life, the bread of life, the prince of life, life eternal, the water of life, the living water, the living bread, the bread which came down from heaven, the true bread from heaven, the hidden manna. He is called the door of the sheep, the chief shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep, the shepherd and bishop of your souls, a lamb without spot or blemish, a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He is called the vine, the true vine, the root of Jesse, the root and offspring of David. He is called the prophet of Nazareth, a prophet mighty in word and deed, the prophet of the highest. He is called the star out of Jacob, the day star, a day star from on high, heir of all things. He is called a tried stone, a living stone, an elect stone, a sure foundation, a stone chosen of God and precious. He's called that rock, that spiritual rock, and the rock of ages. He is called the faithful and true witness, the apostle and high priest of our foundation. And let's not forget, he's called the great I Am. He's called the man of sorrows, a friend of sinners, the gift of God, the unspeakable gift, and he's called God blessed forever. He's called the light of the world, a quickening spirit, the first fruits of them that slept, the first begotten of the dead, the resurrection and the life, and we're now at 161 names. He's called the head of the corner, the head of the church, the head of every man, the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He's called the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the one altogether lovely, the fairest among 10,000, the bright and morning star. He's called the power of God, the wisdom of God, the gift of God, the word of God, the image of God, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He's called God's elect. He's called the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the Ancient of Days, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the blessed and only Potentate. He is called God with us, God our Savior, the only wise God our Savior, the Lord which is, which was, and which is to come. He's called the Almighty. He's called the Son of Mary, the Son of Man, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, the Son of the Blessed, the Son of Righteousness, the Son of the Highest, my Son, God called him. He's called the Son of God, the Son of the Living God, God's dear Son, the Son of His love, the only begotten Son of God, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We're now at 204 names and not finished yet. When we think of that great world that is to come, that we call the millennial age, when we think about the rapture of the church, and then we think about the judgment seat of Christ and the marriage supper of the Lamb in heaven, and we think about the reign of the Antichrist on this earth for 7 years, and then we think about Jesus coming back, riding upon a white horse and defeating the Antichrist and his armies and setting up his kingdom and ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. When we think of that age, We think of Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We are now at 209 names, exactly 110 names more than our Mohammedan nobleman friend. These make up our pearls of paradise. And all are summarized in one name, the name of Jesus. For the good, Jesus' name changed Mary's life. Jesus' name changed Joseph's life. Jesus' name changed the shepherd's life. His name changed Simeon's life and Anna's life and the life of the wise men. The name of Jesus changed the apostles' souls and lives and the souls and lives of countless millions through the ages, which have been converted and used by God for His glory since then. But can I tell you, for the bad, Jesus' name has also changed lives. Jesus' name changed the life of Herod the Great. It changed the life and the eternity of Herod Antipas. It changed the life and eternity of Pilate and Annas and Caiaphas. And can I say, Judas? Jesus' name changed the life of countless other Christ rejectors. I recalled as I studied this message a song that we used to sing years ago. It was called "There's Something About That Name." You remember the song? You maybe can hum it along to yourself quietly. Jesus, 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 the song begins. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. But there's something about that name. And then the author of that song would read these words with the music in the background. Jesus, the mere mention of His name can calm the storm, heal the broken, and raise the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted and derelicts transformed. The lights of hope put back into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness, and arguments cease. I've heard a mother softly breathe His name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever, and I've watched that little body grow quiet and the fevered brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper earth's sweetest name, Jesus, Jesus. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who've claimed it. And yet still it stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that's ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race shall raise in one great mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, you see, it was not by mere chance that caused the angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, His name shall be called Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. You know, there is something about that name. And there is, if you've received Him, you know that. He's the difference between being at peace with God and not being at peace with God. He's the difference of your sins being forgiven or your sins not being forgiven. He's the difference of eternal life in the presence of our Heavenly Father, or eternal condemnation separated from Him. What you do with Jesus. Would you bow your heads with me, please, for prayer?